call the Tuesday, June 18th, regular Common Council meeting, that's what I wanted to say, to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrian.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. I'm pleased to have Scout Louis Filarski lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Louis. Go ahead.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And before we get started, we have two birthdays up here. Yesterday was the Director of Clerk Services, Sandy Wesolowski's birthday, and tomorrow is Alderwoman Wilhelm's birthday. So, Alderman Taylor's going to leave us in happy birthday.
No, I'm not. No way. I didn't like it when I turned a certain age. They're not getting it either.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to both of you. I also want to note that today is the first year anniversary of our Economic Development Director, Callie Berg's employment with the city. So I wished her well as well. So there we have it. Item B is a citizen comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give your name and address, and please limit your remarks to 3 minutes. Ms. Erickson.
It's on?
As good as it's going to be.
Your Honor, I want time.
Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th Street. Going to turn our attention to item G4 on the agenda, standards pertaining to blasting of the quarry, amendments to ordinances. Recently, the Joint Finance Committee has proposed LRB 3029/P4. It's a provision in the Wisconsin state budget, kind of tucked right in there stealthily, that would limit the local regulation of non-metallic mining and quarry operations. I want to appeal to the mayor and the full council to urge the governor to line item veto this proposal. What it would do, we look at our quarry, we have PDDs 23 and 24. Substantive input was made by the quarries at the time they were written and then enacted in 1997. There's no reason why at a state level they should be interfering and nullifying those ordinances that we've agreed on. It is the deep pockets sand fracking. We know there are a lot of sand lobbies for the fracking industry and the lobbies for the aggregate producers. They're lobbying and pushing hard to take away local control of non-metallic mines. They claim that the DNR provides sufficient monitoring for the quarries. Well, you judge this. An article by Rich Kremer, a reporter, just listen to him on WHAD-FM on the way in here. There are only two inspectors at the Department of Safety and Professional Services, two inspectors for the entire state to address any kind of mining issues. So that is not enough oversight. And then if the state should, it just should not be allowed to preempt our ability to monitor operations as they relate to blasting, air quality, and water quality. Please, I ask you to send a letter to the governor. I'll be honest, Gronsky is not really getting it, so we need it at a higher level. Please help us with this. This is bad, bad, sneaky legislation. Thank you.
Jill, do you really believe that the state knows better than us?
No.
Oh, excuse me. Not so much on this one.
We do have an item on G4 to address that. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
The race.
Stanowski, good evening.
Penny Stanowski, 7985 South 57, Franklin. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Came here tonight because there's an issue about the quarries, about legislation and
our rights as citizens in Franklin being dismissed. And you know what they say about taxation without representation? I think there was a war over it. Anyway, we cannot let the quarries run Franklin. That is absurd. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. And the quarries need to be monitored. They need to be measured. And they need to keep an eye on. And we cannot allow them to expand because I am pretty darn sure that they were at their limits a while back. And we need to have them measured, and I don't know why. I would like to know why there were no quarry board meetings in the last 2 months. I really would like to know. So there's no citizen input. That is not the way a city is run. There's no representation here. And don't shake your head at me.
Well, Ms. Domasky, that's patently untrue, so it's okay. Go
really?
Ahead.
Really? How do you think?
You've got a minute left, John. Don't you enter time too much.
Okay, sorry. You got a minute left, Ms. Domasky.
How do you think that? If we have no quarry board, we have no representation. We don't have spit. But we pay our taxes.
Let her take her 40 seconds.
We pay our taxes, which are quite a bit. I mean, for having to live around the quarries, I mean, I think we're grossly overpaying our taxes. And I think that the quarries have to be monitored.
Thank you, Ms. Domasky. Time's up. Alderman Wilhelm, you want to respond?
Ms. Domasky, I just want to let you know that the reason why there wasn't a committee is I felt as the chair we had brought our items based on lengthy letters from the cities in front of the council, and all of those items are pending for the council's review and input. The other earlier ones have been addressed. There are a couple more left. The quarry reclamation plan has yet to come before the council, and also this item tonight that's on the agenda. So until these items are cleared, there wasn't a lot of information or new information to bring forward. We do have one scheduled for
June. You don't even listen to the people around the quarry.
Ms. Donosky?
Okay.
Ms. Donosky, please have a seat. Your time is up. Thank you very much.
There'll be a meeting in June.
And who put the 3-minute rule in?
It's been in existence for as long as I've known this guy.
No, it hasn't.
Ms. Donosky, please have a seat. Thank you. Ms. Mills? And you've just seen that I do enforce the 3-minute rule, as you know.
I won't start it yet.
Please don't. Ms. Mills, good evening.
Judy Mills, 8018 Westminster Way, Franklin. Thank you for letting her talk. That was nice of you. I'm here about the quarry issue and the bill that's pending before Governor Evers. Just so you know that a similar bill went before former Governor Walker, and he vetoed it. And so, it would be nice if, since this quarry problem has been going on for heading on to half century, and nothing gets solved, it would be nice if these people knew that the common council and the mayor was behind them. And the fact that this bill is moving forward, and Joe has to come up here and ask you to write a letter, I think think that the alderman for that district should have written a letter without being asked. I think the mayor of the city should have had a letter or email go to Governor Evers and other county council members just to support this district that has the quarry in it. And that you shouldn't have to have citizens come up and beg you to write a letter to Governor Evers saying to veto that bill when it comes forward. And to let go of any governing power you have over the quarry, which obviously isn't a lot, because they exceeded their boundaries. I can't imagine what they would do if they didn't have this law in effect, giving the cities. I mean, it isn't just us, it's every city in the state. So it would, I just think it would be very helpful if every alder person could send an email or a letter to Governor Evers fast, because that's sitting on his desk and he's looking at that. And it would show support for these taxpayers that have lived with this quarry and all its problems for so long. So I'd appreciate that. And just in response to something that previous speakers said, there's scuttlebutt or whatever that the things that the quarry committee voted on and then went to the common council
30 seconds
have been changed. And I thought that that was illegal, that once your committee votes on something that, I mean, they voted on an independent surveyor to come in, and the next thing they hear, Stanek is going to do the surveying. And they wanted somebody that had nothing to do with the quarry on that. So that wasn't the wish of the quarry committee. Somebody changed that.
Thank you, Ms. Mills.
So,
thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one rise, I will close the citizen comments period. We move on to approval of the regular meeting minutes of the council meeting of June 4th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, organizational business. Any requests for separate action? Is there a motion to approve those appointments?
Motion to approve the appointments.
Second.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G1 is a donation to the police department. Is there
move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 on page 21 is a purchase of squad cars for the police department.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3, on page 23, is an update from Ballpark Commons. I saw Scott, but he's not.
He left. No, he was gone.
So we'll wait on that. Is anyone here for that update? Okay. I will make a formal announcement that it is possible that in the future these updates will be changed from every meeting to once a month, maybe a little bit more than that. So I want to put that expectation out there. Anybody interested should please just look at their agenda. I'll
do you know when the developer's agreement's going to come before us? I mean, I thought that was supposed to be here for this cycle.
It was, and it's not. It was not completed. There's still some outstanding issues yet to be worked out that are minor, but they're still outstanding.
So
issues.
The next meeting is the plan?
I intended to have it here.
Right, okay. All right. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Nothing on G3. G4 is the Quarry Operations Plan Development District Ordinance 2324 pertaining to blast nuisance on page 25. Who's doing this? Alderman Willem.
Well, this was one of the Quarry Monitoring Committee's requests from residents to look into the PDD as far as the blasting levels and to see if we could lower them. Given the state situation right now, as noticed by many of the residents here, I would like to take this in a little bit different direction because it won't do us much good to look into this, even though it looks like the Planning Commission would have some authority on that level, about the blasting level. I think that it would be premature with an outstanding state item. So before you is a draft letter that would go to the governor and the state representatives that I would ask that we all support, and to ask, as I think we should, you know, the line item. And I don't think any removal of local control regardless of the issue is in the city's best interest. So with that, I would like to move to table the item for the PDD review until a state decision is made, and to send the letter as drafted by the city attorney to the governor and state reps, both the mayor, including support from the full city council.
Clarification.
Yes.
Second.
Do I get edit authority?
I think it's great just the way it goes. And I would like to see, I don't see anything.
Well, he writes differently than I do. That's all.
I know. But if the full council is going to throw their support.
I don't have an objection to it. I just put my name to it. I just write differently than he does. But if you guys want that.
Who wrote it?
Jesse. Yeah. I don't. It's fine. I just write different. That's all. Gwen will say everything. Yeah, go ahead. Mr. City Attorney.
Go
ahead, Alderman.
No, I'll have a comment when he's done. That's fine.
Individually addressed to the governor, senators for the area, and representatives. Also, for council's information, my understanding is that the budget bill has not been adopted yet,
no.
And that would be before, I believe, the Senate next Tuesday, and then the Assembly next Thursday, and what becomes adopted is what then is delivered to the governor. So in any event, the thought was individually send correspondence to each of those officers that I mentioned, and the letter would read as follows. The city of Franklin has a limestone quarry. The substantial area of the properties adjoining the Franklin quarry are residential properties, primarily single-family homesteads. After years of efforts by the city, working with the Department of Natural Resources and other departments' staff, the quarry operators and their representatives, and the Franklin residents and property owners, and numerous public meetings and hearings on the subject matter of the quarry use and operations, the city of Franklin, more than 22 years ago, on June 3, 1997, adopted Plan Development District Ordinances numbers 23 and 24, limestone quarry and mixed use. The then quarry operators participated in the drafting of the ordinances and concurred with the result of their approval and adoption. Payne and Dolan Inc. was one of the then two operators and now is the singular operator of the entire quarry, which is the entirety of the property regulated by the ordinances. The ordinances provide regulations for the operator's extraction and related quarry operations, which provide for and protect the public health, safety, and welfare, and will satisfactorily mitigate any potential negative impacts of such uses on surrounding properties. The regulations include, in part, limits on blasting, specified hours of operation, extraction area boundaries, standards for opacity and air quality, and stormwater management, and for a water quality plan. The ordinances provide for the monitoring of blasting, and the city as such has been assisted by a consultant for such ongoing services through the years. The city also has a quarry monitoring committee, which has regular public meetings through the years, and attendees include the quarry operator and the city consultant. The city of Franklin is opposed to the transportation budget omnibus motion provisions adopted by the Joint Committee on Finance on the night of June 6, 2019, that preempt local regulation of non-metallic mining and quarry operations. Citation to motion number 130, pages 19 to 22. We understand that a similar provision was included in the 2017-2019 state budget, which was vetoed by former Governor Scott Walker, who said at the time he objected to, quote, inserting a major policy item into the budget without sufficient time to debate its merits, close quote. The current transportation budget should not preempt local regulation of non-metallic mining and quarry operations, and you should oppose that provision. If adopted, it should be vetoed by the governor. Sincerely, signatories. And copying in the deputy director, attorney for the League of Wisconsin Municipalities.
Own two.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, for as long as I can remember, Republicans supported local control, letting... Let me finish, Your Honor. Just zip it there for a second, all right?
Okay.
For as long as I can remember, they believed in local control, letting the municipalities, the counties make decisions. In 2010, when Scott Walker was elected governor and the Republicans took full control, they started stripping local control from local municipalities. It's surprising to me that Walker, governor, former Governor Walker, actually vetoed this, because normally it is the special interests that control him and the legislature. The manufacturers, lobbyists, which is why we have the dark store legislation, the tourism industry, which is why we have hotel taxes being stripped from your budget. So all these decisions that have been made in Madison in the last 8 years has affected you negatively. But for some reason, I don't know why, and thankfully he did, the governor vetoed it. That does not prevent this legislature from making the exact same decision, which they have, and as the governor said, without merit, like has not been discussed. So I don't know if the state legislature in the last 2 years have had special committee meetings, I doubt it, have they done anything except for bring in the same legislation. Now, hopefully, Governor Evers follows suit and does exactly what Governor Walker did. That's what we can hope for. That's what we can send to them, and that's fine. What I would encourage those here today or will be listening or whatever is to look at those that represent the city of Franklin. That is Republican Jesse Rodriguez, Republican Ken Skoronski, Republican Chuck Wickers, Republican David Craig, and Democrat Chris Larson. Here's my bet. Only one of those individuals vote no in the budget. Only one. And it will be State Senator Chris Larson, who represents a sliver of this community. And I guarantee you, if you look around the rest of the state where there are quarries, Republicans will still do the same thing because of special interest, which is why decision after decision after decision has adversely affected us at the local level, making us the bad guys, and we have to vote to raise taxes, because shared revenue has been cut, transportation dollars has been cut, and that's just reality. Yet, this community, and I'm a Republican, but I didn't vote that way this last election, like 64% vote Republican, and they're screwing you. So just remember that next time around. And remember that, and send, like, we can send this letter, but maybe call out the state reps at an event and ask them what they're going to do. The reality is they're told what to do when they go into caucus. So that's just my two cents. Got on the soapbox. I didn't mean to say zip, Your Honor.
There are times when we take.
I know, we do.
So Alderman Taylor appropriately took my thunder. This is one in the continuing. Every legislative session, I get notified on anything that any legislation or proposal that says municipality on it. And it's amazing to me how many of them say, start off the title, a statute to preempt, and then the word municipalities in there. Sick and tired of it. And frankly, until you folks start calling, I'll be nice. Representative Skowronski, Senator Craig, Representative Rodriguez,